Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dairy Skim, High Ground Dairy's bite-sized podcast intended to give the dairy industry some flavor into recent reports or events that can impact global commodity pricing. This is Betty Burning, High Ground's contributing dairy economist. What a wild day today. We had $3 per pound butter at the CME in April, no less, and the black market is up almost 20 cents from last Monday. Wild. Adding to the excitement was USDA's release of March's milk production report. And I may hop around a little bit in the analysis, bear with me, but there were a couple of interesting stories and I'm trying to piece them together. So to begin, milk production was down 1% in the U.S. in March, with cows producing 18.97 billion pounds of milk. And that's the smallest total for the month since 2020. It's also the ninth month in a row of a year-on-year decrease. The herd shrunk counter-seasonally, too, by 7,000 head from February to March, as 9.335 million cows were counted. Milk per cow of 2,032 pounds was flat to prior year. Texas's milk per cow was down, likely due to HPAI. That fell from February to March by 2.4%. That's counter to the seasonal, of course. And the last time we saw that happen was almost 10 years ago in 2015. Cow numbers also fell month on month in Texas, down 3,000 head. Texas was not the only state with milk per cow down from Feb to March. South Dakota also experienced the same phenomenon. So you may be thinking, for those of you that really follow the numbers, hang on, February's herd size was 9.33 million cows. What do you mean March's herd size is down? Well, USDA made some revisions. Both January and February's cow numbers were changed. January's total was raised 3,000 head to 9.23 million, and February's figure was raised by 12,000 head with a final sum of 9.342 million cows. Let's talk more on these revisions. February's milk per cow was taken up 7 pounds on a 30-day adjusted basis to 1,948 pounds. And that, with the additional 12,000 cows, drove the overall milk output number up 90 million pounds. And that's a revision of 0.5% to the actual. So it's definitely something worth noting. Milk production was revised upward in 13 of the 24 major milk-producing states, with those changes coming in places like California, throughout the Pacific Northwest, the upper Midwest, and in New York. Notably, though, the Southwest was unchanged, with the exception of Arizona's lower milk production total. Cows were added in some of these places as well, which, if you remember last month, we were talking about how there were really no cows added in February. So where we saw cows added was Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Oregon, South Dakota, and Washington. And then another notable revision was Wisconsin's year-on-year change. So at the initial print, that was at 0.5% in February, and now it's at 1.1%, all on improved milk per cow. So a lot of revisions, and I will be diving into those more. All right, I think this is long enough, though, for a podcast that's called The Dairy Skim. I hope you all have a wonderful night. Subscribers, watch your inbox. There will be more detailed analysis soon. We are so excited to see you in a week in Chicago at 8 EPI. So take care. Have a great night.
Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.